The communities devastated by Hurricane Katrina include one that survived in Louisiana for centuries. It's the descendants of Spanish-speaking people from the Canary Islands, and they're known as Isleños. More than 200 years ago, they came to St. Bernard Parish, east of New Orleans, and they were still living in that blue-collar parish when it was completely flooded this year. Now, nobody is sure when they'll return. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Drive deep into St. Bernard Parish, and you notice the names on the mailboxes. Nunez, Marrero, Estopinal, Rodriguez, Gonzalez, Perez. Two-thirds of the parish's 70,000 residents are Isleños. Like the population of French Cajuns farther west, Isleños came here when Louisiana was a European colony. They stayed, and today they're a cultural island. Irvin Perez is one of the few Isleños who still remembers the old Spanish folk songs called décimas. He once sang them in Carnegie Hall.
A la orilla del Palmar, encuentres una joven de ella.
Perez has salt and pepper hair and a rugged face that looks younger than his 82 years. Singing La Huerfanita, he momentarily transports himself out of his flood-damaged kitchen, where he sits amid toppled furniture, dried muck, and wall mold.
Como la sola del mar. That's the first song we learned down here. That song came from Canary Islands, Spain.
The French get all the attention in South Louisiana, but the Isleños, literally islanders, have just as rich a history and culture. The government of New Spain brought some 3,000 of them here from the Canary Islands between 1778 and 1783 to colonize the wild swamplands of St. Bernard Parish and serve as a frontier militia against British encroachment. For the next two centuries, they survived hurricanes and epidemics and became expert shrimpers, crabbers, oystermen, muskrat trappers, and bootleggers. But then came Katrina. Irvin Perez stands beside his yellow brick house.
That's my house there. It's not as damaged as some of the other ones, of course. And I feel sorry for them poor rascals. But what you gonna do? We're gonna put it back together. We're going to do that because it's home.
Home for the Isleños means making a traditional vegetable soup called caldo and jambalaya that tastes more like paella. It means a muted Mardi Gras, but a big All Saints Day. It means knowing everybody by their nickname.
Boogie, you want some oranges? Or?
I'll come back one day and get it. Right now, I got company coming.
Not wait too long.
All right.
Irvin Perez visits with his first cousin, Boogie Mellorine, in Perez's backyard amid orange, nectarine, and persimmon trees. He's lucky he still has fruit trees and a house he can rebuild. If you drive down Bayou Road deep into the parish, where the oldest Isleño communities are, there's almost nothing left. A 20-foot storm surge and high winds destroyed nearly every structure. The hurricane tore new lakes in the marsh. Truck bumpers and boat sterns poke out of the dark waters of Bayou Terrebuff. Jeanette Perez Alfonso, Irvin's 58-year-old daughter, is at the wheel of a black Dodge pickup.
I can't see people coming back. Gosh, look at it. I can't believe it.
The Perez family grew up down here on Delacroix Island. After Hurricane Betsy in 1965, they moved farther up the parish where they thought they'd be safe. But then Katrina put 5 feet of water in their homes. The extended Perez family now lives in FEMA trailers in a park in a neighboring state.
I'm in Alabama right now, and people ask me every day, why you want to go back home? And I try to explain it to them. It's the fact that we were born and raised with our great-grandparents, and this is all we've ever known. Look at this canal. You can almost walk across it.
Exactly.
My God.
Despite their close-knit families and relative isolation, Isleños have been steadily assimilating into mainstream society since World War II. Today, few speak Spanish and remember the décimas. Hurricane Betsy was a blow to the culture 40 years ago. Now, will Katrina, many times worse than Betsy, quicken their acculturation? For the near term, it comes down to the hard choice between homelands or work. No business in St. Bernard Parish has reopened, and the region's economic engine, the city of New Orleans, is swamped. Jeanette wonders what will be left for young people.
Karen, my youngest sister, she won't be living here for a while, and we've never been separated, and my son's not coming back. He's going to live in Mississippi.
St. Bernard Parish is in the same recovery twilight zone that New Orleans is in. Its residents cannot make any decisions until they get answers. Will local governments red zone low-lying areas? Will the federal government raise the levies? Even more importantly, what will become of St. Bernard Parish, already 80% water, which was disappearing at the rate of 3.5 acres a day even before the storm?
Remember, it took 4,000 years to establish what we know as the St. Bernard Delta. It's taken 60 years to destroy it.
William Highland is official historian of St. Bernard Parish. He's deeply troubled at how much more of the parish Katrina washed into the Gulf. Fewer and fewer isleños make their living from the marsh with the decline of trapping, but the wetlands are still central to their identity.
In the long term, there needs to be something done to rebuild the wetlands. Because if there's no community here, well, then the culture dies. But I don't see that happening. I hope it doesn't happen. And we're going to do everything we can to see that it doesn't.
On a recent afternoon, Charles Morales sits on the deck of a skiff while his brother washes the boat. It's been a good day. They caught 1,200 pounds of shrimp and 150 pounds of blue crabs. Like nearly everyone else on Delacroix Island, his house was destroyed. Morales, too, worries about the future of these original communities and where the isleños will go.
It'll never be as strong as what it was. It's just my opinion, you know. They're going to move on. Some are going to live 30 miles from here. Some are going to live across the lake over there, you know, I mean, get out of the line of fire, you know, for them hurricanes.
It will take time, but the isleños say they're coming back. Some will rebuild, like Morales, away from the water. Some young people will inevitably scatter. But as Urban Perez says, this is home. Where else would we go? John Burnett, NPR News, New Orleans.
You can hear songs of the isleños and follow along with translations of their lyrics by going to NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.